at McClartyMazda.com or McClartyVolkswagen.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, 8:06 on this Monday, August 10th. Feels like we're back in action. A lot of you parents out there have taken your kids to college. You're back home now. Maybe you've got more kids at home. You're getting them to school. Some schools starting today, midweek, end of week. Want to give out a shout out to William Harrison, Raj, one of our longtime listeners.
Hey, bud. It's
his second year at the School of the Deaf.
Way to go.
He's the IT manager for a group of five out there. Good job, William. Well done. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037.
William was security at Meredith's wedding, at my daughter's wedding. He was packed in heat.
Shows the big eagle on the back. Big Sarge says he's going to be fishing with an 11-year-old YouTube sensation at the Big Black Bass Splash, biggest in the nation, over $550,000 in cash. So Sarge is going for the 11-year-old influencers now on YouTube to make a name. We'll find out more about that. But that's apparently a big deal, Bill. You know,
yes.
You and Big Sarge, back-to-back shows.
Back-to-back.
A lot of energy there.
I followed Big Sarge.
Yeah.
You talk about positive energy.
Yes.
Big Sarge.
He loves it. That's the voice of Bill Vickery. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, Billy.
661-1037 is the number. Someone was saying AI music always lacks that which God has given a man, the soul and spirit required for music. Someone said, man, I'm disappointed. It was Mark said, man, I was so disappointed because I like this. Was that Keith who said that? No, Keith said it. One of my favorite singers is Mason Crowe, but my grandson tells me it's AI.
Oh.
You know, so here's the deal. They have names, but they're all AI. Well, go ahead and enjoy them. If they hit you in the right place.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, it probably is good that you know that you're listening to AI. So.
Listen, I liked Millie Vanilli. Turns out neither Millie nor Vanilli really did anything.
That is a great point. That is great. Well, let's officially
Mason Crowe, by the way, little known fact, is Jack Crowe's nephew, the late Jack Crowe.
Very nice.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
So, incredibly, you know, oldest dealership in
Arkansas. Yeah, how about that? In early
1900s. This is what I want us to do, David, because Roger Smart.
Yes.
Lives in between us.
I think so, yes.
We triangulated him.
Yes.
I just want us to show up at his house one night and ring the doorbell and knock on the door and just see if they do anything.
Yes.
They're
down in Whitehall, and you said, his great-great-grandfather.
Right, was Maxwell Smart.
From
Get Smart. Yes, everyone knew.
Roger, did you hear Bill when he was saying who was the star? What was the character's name? Get Smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the character's name? Remember
Maxwell Smart.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what was his
sidekick's number? 99. So,
yeah. What was her name?
Had a huge crush on her.
Yeah. What was her name?
I think she was 99. He was 86.
That was his number, but she was never referred to as a name in the show. She was
not to my knowledge.
99.
Yeah. And I actually liked the movie remake with Steve Carell in that.
Yes.
And The Rock.
Yeah.
Steve Carell.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I actually liked that. Yeah.
Did you ever watch any of these? And I watched. Over the weekend, I watched Dean Martin as Matt Helm.
Oh, yeah.
When it was it was basically Dean Martin playing James Bond, but as Dean Martin, and that was Matt Helm. And, like, women all around him, you know, just the whole very cool Dean Martin with the cocktail in his hand.
Anybody cooler than Dean Martin?
Never in the history of man has there been someone cooler than
Steve McQueen's
Dean Martin.
on the Mount Rushmore.
Steve McQueen's cool. Now, in that movie,
but he's
with
movie
Matt
star.
Helm,
he's
the,
movie star cool.
Hollywood, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you know, the chick plays what's
Sharon Tate.
Sharon Tate, and right. Sharon Tate was in a Mad Hell movie.
Right.
That was one of them Dean Martin movies. That was the movie that she went to see in that movie was Mad Hell.
Right, it was Mad Hell.
Dean Martin was so cool. When he was young and healthy and at his prime.
Even when he's doing, I have just the vague, fond memories of one, both the Man of the Year roasts.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You can't put that stuff on television.
No.
There's no way. And frankly, you watch it now on YouTube and it's censored.
Yes.
You know? And so smoking and drinking and a fake audience and
I remember his show. He would have the
variety show.
Yeah, he would have a special mystery guest.
Yes.
Now, supposedly he didn't know who was coming through the door. Right. I would not want to do that, Roger, because I would forget their names.
He was a big fan of doing everything in one take.
Okay.
So you got a lot of those scenes that were filmed for that variety show. That's it. They do it one time.
Well, he wasn't at rehearsal, too.
It's just spontaneous.
That probably makes for a bad movie, doesn't it?
Well, it makes for him being him, though.
He's authentic.
I think the Matt Helm stuff. Yeah.
I believe The Silencers, one of the Matt Helm movies that he did, was the first movie ever to have a post-credit scene.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Like Christian Weaver, our producer, is back.
Yeah.
He's back. I think he's over the 90 percentile.
He's over the
90 percentile. Because, Bill, a lot of people were saying that they felt like Acri has obviously stepped in and squashed his singing. Because he's not been able to sing much the last couple of weeks. And people go, what's happening?
Most people are saying thank you.
No, they're not saying that. We're gonna flex our singing muscles. We're going to defeat AI. We're going to defeat AI. Roger's going
to
continue.
It's up to us to defeat AI.
Yes, Roger's going to continue to have great songs, parody songs. He's done over 200 of them.
Yes.
Do you use ChatGPT or AI?
What?
That's 100%
offensive.
Roger Scott. Yeah. Well, I wanted it
this
out
is all Roger.
Well, right.
Now, most of his songs are outstanding, but I'm sure he's had a few he'll look back and go, you know, that wasn't greatest effort. But it's tough when you're dealing with two and ten seasons every year.
I wrote 2 in 10 songs. And honestly, those are some of my favorites.
We'll certainly have Roger will start that coming
start
up soon.
Process,
this is one of my favorite times of the year, Bill. We got talking today about how many hours, according to the study, that some parents are spending 400 hours a year doing lunches for their kids, include prep, grocery shopping. Let's go to Bill Vickery. Let's go to Van Buren. Did your mom did she fix your lunch for you going to school?
So, yes.
Okay.
Fixed the lunch. First of all, we lived a block and a half from the grade school.
Oh, well, okay.
So I was close enough, and then just a little further to the middle school. So I was able, I walked.
Oh, how cool is that?
To school, yeah.
Very nice.
And you got two or three kids in the neighborhood, and we walked, over. And, for a variety of reasons, I always took my lunch.
Do you remember what you made?
It was a lot of bologna.
Bologna was big back in the day.
And you sliced it in half. Yeah. And I would have the half a bologna sandwich. And I'm trying to think of couple, three other things. No. If they were, there weren't individual bags of chips.
Yeah, they were.
They were taken out of a larger bag.
Or a can.
When it was the knockoff brand. It was like a cheese poof. Not a cheese puff.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Or we had Craigmont Cola, not Coca-Cola. Okay.
Yeah.
But then they were put into a smaller Ziploc bag.
Yes.
And that Ziploc bag lasted a whole semester.
Did you
brought it home?
Did you make the transition to the themed lunchbox, $6 Million Man,
so,
Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, we can buy it.
Okay, let me drop this one. You know, my dad was our county sheriff.
Yes.
Okay. So for Christmas in the third grade, I got an Adam 12 lunchbox.
Very nice.
Okay? Very cool.
Very exciting.
It was really, really cool. And then what was funny, so first day I carry it to school. Okay, back to school. I was very excited to carry this lunchbox with me. Okay? I'm walking with my lunchbox because somebody had an Evel Knievel lunchbox. I'm in the in crowd.
Yes.
No thermos.
Yeah.
There wasn't a thermos with it, but I had, And so I get there, I open up my lunchbox, and I see way down in the corner of it, property of the Crawford County Sheriff's Department. Part of a robbery.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And it was used as evidence.
Your dad, outstanding.
And he got
that
and brought it over.
Of course, you know, you go back to the thermos. So remember the problem with the thermos? If it...
That little latch.
If something happened, happened on the thermos,
it broke
inside of it, you would...
It was over.
Yeah, it was over.
It killed
you. It was long before Yeti... this right. thing kept things hot, cold, things cold.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant marketing to, back then to put, because you only had three channels.
The thermos, yeah.
And just to have
lunchbox.
To have the theme of that.
And I remember that thermos, because my friend Evan Duvall and his Evel Knievel lunchbox had the thermos, and he kept it up. I remember it weighed 17 pounds because it was so thick. And then it basically you got 2 ounces of whatever was in the liquid. You know, it was like this little bitty compressed shot glass.
The top was your cup, man.
Yes, the top was a cup.
It was like you were adventure. It's like you were camping.
Right.
You know, you had to, you were out there, you were drinking your whatever it was in your thermos.
So we were talking, too, today about when did you transition to where you were eating the school lunches. And some people can, we found out there was a parent today that the mother does 4-pack lunches every day
The
kids. And so some kids, and I guess, you know, I was thinking, you know, that school lunches are paid for now. There are a lot of programs out there to help folks who are dealing
with They were in the 70s, too.
But they're still doing that. But still, somebody's still doing the old making the lunch, which I think is great, you know, which is wonderful. And so you never rode the school bus?
No. No, because then when I got to junior high, which was a little further away, really couldn't walk it. Although it was interesting, for football practice, had to walk from the junior high to the football field, which was really close to my house.
Yeah.
So I guess technically I could have, but that would have taken 20 minutes.
Okay, let me raise the bar even higher.
Yeah.
What about security patrol? Roger and I both were members of security patrol.
Boy.
We would walk literally 500 yards away from school with a flag and a sash.
What
badge.
You have to put the flag
and
on?
We would stop traffic. Third grader stopping traffic.
Can you imagine that
today?
I got a dowel rod.
Stop right here.
Plastic flag.
No adults.
That wasn't around by the time I got
No adults. Stop traffic. I let kids go from the street to tip top.
Can you imagine? Yep. That's what we used to do. When this country was great. Yes.
Bananas.
There's no supervision.
Third graders.
That sounds so bad.
We were smoking.
I loved it.
We had kids in the fourth grade.
It's a fun time of the year. Everybody's sort of getting back in the swing.
Yes.
Thank you to our teachers and everybody out there in the education system that does a good job.
Lunches a morning.
I know.
That's what we need to do. I want to get some more Your Deserving Dozen. I want Patrol Boy. I want a Patrol Boy reunion.
Somebody said SpaghettiOs were perfect in the thermos.
Horrible.
Okay, but I go back, Roger. I've got a picture, Roger, of our team, the security patrol team in front of the flagpole, which we would take down and put up the flag every day.
Yeah. Well, yep. Yep.
I knew people that did that.
That was another
biggie.
That's right.
Were y'all like hall monitors and stuff too?
I sold school supplies. I would go around the school supplies with the
pencils, erasers.
You had all kinds of stuff.
The eraser that you could put on top of the pencil.
Yes.
Frito Bandito.
I have them in my deal.
Remember that you would get the chips and you had Frito Bandito guy that's with the eraser.
Yep. Yep.
Yes, and exactly.
Remember this, too. You know what?
Humor. It's always fun.
You could get up during the middle class to do what?
Sharpen it.
Go back to the back of the room and sharpen the old pencil.
And that was the old, the old crank.
The old crank.
It just,
They had the fancy ones later on.
Yes. That was fascinating. That was like an escalator. I didn't know what was going on.
And we used that pencil until it was, you couldn't even hold it.
Yeah.
Someone said, got to play the national anthem in the morning on a record player at my school. Mm-hmm. Wow. Someone says, Dad here, I make my son, okay, here you go. Dad here, I make my son lunch every day because he's allergic to eggs and it makes me nervous for him to eat lunch that school provides.
Yeah.
Quality control, if you will. Good job.
That's understandable.
Dad.
Good job. Good call.
Here's one. My uncle works at the landfill. I got a lot of random toys and other things. One of which was a He-Man lunchbox.
Yes.
Of course, no thermos. Oh,
that's awesome.
No thermos. That's what I should have known. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I loved it. Still exists.
So this is crazy. I've told this story before, Bill. When I was trying to lose weight in the eighth grade, I was losing 20 pounds per year to make the midget pee wee.
How much did you weigh when you started?
It was like, I think it was 120 was the weight limit. So I went from 140 to 120, which was terrible. My parents should have had probably somebody step in and go, listen.
Scan
your mom and dad.
Yeah, so I would take every day, I would take string beans
Oh, and, string beans.
String beans and yogurt. That's all I would eat every day. What discipline? Ooh. What discipline in the eighth grade at Moore Junior High School, Roger, to get down to the, so I could play for the Lynn Haven Raiders, which we were undefeated.
I want to get back to this weight limit thing.
Yeah, like, I would.
What kind of Communist Party organization
we had to weigh in every day. We would starve. Unreal. I would starve myself to make the weight limit.
You're like a jockey, like a boxer.
I was Angel Cabrera Jr. I was 10 years old.
Doing road work.
Willie Shoemaker
it's
in there.
It's a miracle that the scan wasn't called on us to go, we understand you're starving your kid.
Making weight.
I did. I would
swap yourself in rooms.
We would run in the wrestling, what do you call it?
The vest, yeah.
The bags, the trash bags.
Yes, the suit looking stuff. That's made an evolution. But I want to get back to this weight limit. Yeah. You had a weight limit?
Yeah.
That did not exist in Arkansas.
Yeah, we did.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I wasn't playing against any 300 pounders when I was 120 pounds.
We had some guys with full beards that I played in the sixth grade.
Somebody said, remember having to clean chalkboard erasers? I never did that. Yeah. What did you do there?
You clapped them together.
You just put it outside, and you came back inside.
You looked like you were Pablo Escobar.
Somebody says Baz has been trying to lose weight since the Bronze Age. Is it still talking about discipline? You know, maybe so. Someone said I had a metal A-team lunchbox with a thermos.
Yeah.
Someone said I still have my metal Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox.
There you go.
What do you still have from back then, Roger? Do you have anything from your
kid?
I got a few Mattel cars, and I think I've got, for example, like I've got not a G.I. Joe, but I've got like the big serpent. That was attacking G.I. Joe in the machine. Yeah.
But you had to have the G.I. Joe, right?
Yes,
you
did.
But you just maintained the serpent.
That's correct. In the tower.
I've got a few things. I think I still have that talking football game. Yeah.
It was just cool.
A few things like that.
Here's one. Cold canned corn was perfect in the thermos. Yum. Mm. There you go. Remember John Daly had a Pele lunchbox. Has he told us that before on the air?
I don't know.
Mike Loggins, who was a former Razorback baseball player, said there were weight limits in Little Rock for who could carry the football when my son was growing up 15 or so years ago.
Okay. That's in the 21st century. I'm telling you, 1978, Paul Douglas was killing people, and then he had to take one of those Norelco razors and shave before the game.
Let's see here. Has the buzz boosted the signal? Picking up you guys north of Marshall. I don't know, but I like it.
I do know.
Yeah, it's clear day.
Hey, David, ask Bill about the Save College Sports Act. He was not very encouraged about it yesterday on his show. Well, I mentioned earlier that they obviously everybody broke for recess. They did not get it taken care of. This is the Senate side, which you think would be the easier of the two.
Yes.
But they think when they come back, they have a shot at
getting
it.
It all gets caught up in politics. Can't bring that up for a vote before you bring other stuff up, even though it will pass. So, and look. It's the single biggest impactful thing that can happen to Razorback football, bar none, without a doubt. I mean, it would be a game changer.
Helps us where we're not. There's some stability structure where we're not getting
creates outbid. The NIL pool, can't go above an additional $26 million, one-time shot for transfer portal, the 5-5.
So Arkansas, all the schools that are against it, you know, need to be lobbying their congressional folks to get this thing passed, to get it done.
So the thought is, come back, gives the NCAA some limited antitrust protection, which allows them to implement rules. This 5-for-5 thing that they've tried to implement is in federal court now, and they've already they're not going to be able to implement it until that runs its course. So then it has to go to the House. They come back for 2 weeks in September, then everybody leaves to go campaign because everybody's up, so it's election year. And they won't be back until mid-November. And then you've got in what is in essence called the lame duck Congress because you got a lot of guys who maybe have been defeated.
So scabs.
So this is not going to get done until 2027, most likely.
And not so fast, my friend Lee Corso, or as he would say, "No, I was going to make a Lee Corso age thing, but I'm not going to do it."
That's right.
I've been cheered. Then we get a new Congress and it starts all over.
Yeah.
So who knows that?
Someone says here this story. Somebody else says something about the story of the snake and the helmet. So, back when we played in the 70s, I can remember the helmet. It was it's amazing that you look at the helmets today. Back then, it was like a suspended, it was like leather. I mean, not leather. It was, I can't think of the
styrofoam.
No, inside the helmet were straps. And that would, there was the strap was sort of resting
air between the plastic and the strap.
And so apparently that's where the snake was found, water moccasin. Yeah. Was found. I was going to say, did you ever have that happen in your Van Buren career?
Never had a water moccasin. You know?
How scary that
Which
is.
All snakes were water moccasins or rattlesnakes.
Listen, this was not. This is not just some little nothing snake, a garden snake.
Yeah,
this is a man killer.
How did it make its way into this 1974 helmet?
I don't know.
No, this is recently.
Oh. No, when one of those space-age lunar landing helmets?
He apparently was in the helmet while the kid was wearing it. The kid put it on. Listen,
what, did he tackle anybody?
He actually puts the helmet on his head, and that snake is somehow in the top of it. Mm. We've got pictures of it.
Oh, my gosh.
It may be wedged in there.
It may be one of the craziest stories ever.
And didn't bite him.
Didn't bite him. Yeah.
How did he? Did he take it off? Did my Where hope would be that he tackled somebody so hard that his helmet came off?
Yeah, no, I don't know why, how he. He said he thought he felt something moving around in his helmet.
What's going on up there?
And it is one of those thick bodied,
right?
Moccasins.
So
you've got the hand of God on you this year if that's the case.
Wow,
maybe one of the crazier stories that we've heard. By the way, too, it's going to be a hot one out there today.
Oh, brutal.
It's going to be 100 basic,
brutal,
with 105 heat index. So be careful out there, all of you folks who are out there working for a living.
Yeah,
you know, we sometimes complain about things, and there's people who go out and spend 8 hours a day in the heat.
Folks out there working hard.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Do want to thank Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall for sponsoring Bill. We find out our neighbor, Roger Smart Jr., is somewhere. How about the hair on
Roger
Smart
Jr.? He's got a thick, gorgeous head of hair.
Wow, look at that.
You know, as two men who have heads of hair.
Yes.
Different colors, of course, but heads of hair. We can appreciate, and when we show up on his doorstep.
Yeah, of course, they're in Whitehall. Roger, we've got graffiti, and we've got 30 more minutes of Bill. Bill's going to have a whole 30 minutes.
Can't wait for graffiti.
So graffiti, let's bring it. Got plenty of content today.
Yeah.
Roger's been playing songs with Paul Lill's calls. He's found the Paul Lill calls.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
nice to Tripper.
He's also cataloging his songs.
Throwing them out there.
Yes. More Roger Scott greatness. Not AI. Can't get that on AI.
You're not getting it.
Let's go, Kenny Loggins. Take us a break.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Brewers beat the Twins 4-3 in 10 innings. Pitcher Jacob Mizorowski struck out 9 to give him 204 strikeouts and 129 in the third innings. He's the second fastest to reach 200 strikeouts in a season in MLB history. The only pitcher faster is Spencer Strider of the Braves, who surpassed 200 strikeouts and 123 in the third innings in 2023. In the National League West, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 4-2. Los Angeles has lost 8 of their last 9 games. In the American League, the Rays continued their winning ways, getting their AL best 71st win, winning their 6th straight game by beating the Mariners 4-1. While elsewhere in the AL, the Athletics got their first series win since mid-June as they beat the streaking Red Sox in 2 out of 3. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Get ready for a very hot day and a very hot first week of school here in Central Arkansas. The Little Rock will top out at 100 degrees today, and this afternoon we'll have a heat advisor, meaning the heat index can be 105 and higher this afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny, no chance of rain today. Tonight, clear, very warm with a low of 76. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs. BR McGinty,
yeah. Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Lost in the real estate jungle? Boundary or easement dispute? Title problem? Hire Lion Legal. When in war, you need to roar. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
God didn't make Rambo. I made him.
Such a good line.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh. Here's Roger Scott.
Francis Smith, George Cole, Fred Thompson, Glenn Rowe, Jack Robin, Jim Benson, spitting All-American. John Barnhill, Clyde Scott, and Stadium, and Little Rocky Coach, Wyatt, Little Pitts, and Groves, Bambi.
You need to redo this one. It's cool. Redo this one.
Wayne Harris, Billy Moore, glory years are in store. Bobby Crockett, Fred Marshall, national champion 64. John Whitnam couldn't be beat. 22 game winning streak. Stingy defense, Lloyd Phillips, Outland Trophy.
He didn't start the fire. It was always burning. Since the world's
returning. One and only Roger Scott. Yeah. No way out here, Bill.
No.
No, Bill.
We don't do it.
Chuck Dykes, Glenn Ray Hines, Big Shootout 69, President Nixon, ABC, the nation's watching. James Street, Wishbone, two-point conversion, long run, interception, end zone, sad day for everyone. Cliff Fowl, Jake Bumpus, Bill Montgomery, Ole Miss, Archie Manning, Sugar Bowl, and other low heads on low. Joe Ferguson, Bruce James, Revenge on Texas in the rain. Dickie Morton, I for day, falling to mediocrity.
Wow.
That's
whoa.
Good.
That's so much right there. If you're over 50, you know those names. If you're not, you probably don't. But that's wow. That is outstanding, Roger.
That was the great, I mean, Roger mirrored Billy Joel's sort of reflection on the past with everything.
I think he missed like 40 names.
There's a set.
And he's missing almost every star for 40 years, 50 years.
Brad Taylor, Gary Epson, SMU pass interference, Jesse Helm, Burnett, Hatfield, Jane Brown.
You got the Jesse Helms, that's what got Lou Holtz fired reference.
It's in there.
I know.
It's in there.
That history of...
Two words, gold, Jerry.
Razorback football right there.
You remember when Frank... prayed that out as the reason. Well, you know, he did a commercial.
That probably was
it.
When you lose, also that. Yeah. If he wins 11 games, he's still there. But
how bad was that season? That last season?
Oh, it was bad. It was like six. It was bad. It was bad. Yeah, that was I redshirted. So
would it be a good year now?
It was a bowl game.
No, I don't think
we're not playing
game.
Well, there's like nine bowls.
Yeah, I think it was 6-6 or five.
Man,
five,
I wish we could be 6-6.
I don't believe they played a bowl. I'm pretty sure they didn't play a bowl game.
I heard we're
that was a good year to redshirt. What's that?
Yeah,
a podcaster said if the Razorbacks win six games, they'll get his hair cut like one of those bad haircuts. Did you see that?
I did. John Neighbors, yeah. Let's hit the open for our graffiti there.
Graffiti? Yeah. Come on now.
It's time for graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
All right, 661-1037. While we're waiting for calls, Roger, a couple of things. On this day, Madonna, album Like a Virgin, 1985, became the first solo album by a female to ever be certified sales of 5 million copies. I did not realize that she was the first woman to do that. On this day, 1984, Mary Decker, what happens to her? Down goes Decker.
I was going to say, that little, what's her name?
Zola Budd tripped her. This is the day that also...
Zola Budd ran barefoot.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols indicted on this day for the Alfred P. Murrah federal building bombing in Oklahoma City. This also was the day that they found Epstein dead.
What?
Think about that. 7 years ago.
Allegedly.
It was 2000. Yeah, 2000. Well, yeah, yeah.
Allegedly.
He did something. Yeah. 2019. That's 7 years ago. Can you believe that? Like, holy cow, where's the time gone? And 24 years ago, 2002, Nicolas Cage married Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah.
By Thanksgiving, that was over.
Yeah.
That's when she chucked the wedding ring out in the middle of the ocean
when they woke up and went, what have I done?
Or it might have been him. I don't know. Could have been either one of them.
Hey! Bring back Michael Jackson.
Oh, all right, here we go, Roger.
Married to Michael Jackson, by the
way. Here we go. Let's rock and roll. Chad Moore is calling in. What's up, Coach?
Oh, Chad. Come on, Coach.
Club Dub.
Is that, let me ask you this. We're looking at low points. Is that the lowest point ever?
We beat Slippery Rock Tech
and had this massive...
Well, that wasn't the lowest point. The lowest point was getting beat by Western Kentucky at the end of the year. But that was the beginning. That was the beginning of the downfall.
But my point, from a humiliating standpoint, yes.
Because we were celebrating a win.
And didn't we lose to Western Tennessee Tech as well that year?
We lost to North Texas when they pulled the fake punt thing.
That made it on the Tonight Show.
Nightmare, yeah.
But I think the club dub...
Yes.
Because of the overkill in beating just a non-conference, not even a division. I think they were NAIA or something. I think Hendricks played them later that year.
Little did we know. Remember, it was the disco ball in the locker room.
Yes.
Look at the phone lines lit up. Ron from PB. Ron, are you there?
Hello. Hey. I'm here, man.
Go for it.
Lock and load. Hogs. Go Razorbacks. Give me six, motherfucker.
Wow. Ron's fired up.
He's a different cat.
A day drinker.
Hey, it's old Snake in the Helmet calling in, Bill.
The Snake's perspective.
Hey, Snake, good morning.
Hey, this is the Snake from the Helmet. I hide in the helmets, and I'll do it again.
Okay.
Wow.
Man, might want to notify the police.
Look at that. We got, who we got next? It's a JM Zebra. It means it's an official. Oh, yes, go ahead.
Stop worrying about your mustache and read a rule book.
Ray Charles calling in.
Tell your mama, tell your pa, you got your butt kicked at Arkansas.
Hey. A lot of energy today.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's good positive. Pow!
Brought to you by Fence Brokers, which I passed the other day on the way coming back. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can see it on the side of the road over there, Roger.
For sure.
Sterling, go ahead.
Yeah, here he is.
Morning, guys. Last weekend, the Spa City was bumping. The Family Market Grand Opening Baseball Weekend brought by Steve Arison and a great job by Rex Nelson being the moderator. Guest appearances by Scotty Thurman and Lee Berryberry. But the personal highlight was Fake Sterling got to meet the one and only Johnny from El Paso, and that's the truth.
And we saw Fake Sterling at as he said, Family Market stopped by. He was wearing his Morning Mayhem t-shirt.
Yeah.
John L. Smith calling in. What's up, Coach?
Y'all must have forgot about me. We got two wins and a new coach. Everybody just needs to smile.
Man, that's you could put a hit parade together.
It's been worst coaching moments.
Calling timeout before the opening kickoff.
We got a Mount Rushmore, don't we?
Razorback football, go for it.
Do we have to do this again?
Believe. Pat Bradley.
In the corner.
Hey, Pat, good morning. Hey,
yo, man. Still Basil. I'm not here today. I'm calling in sick. I'm not available.
Yes. We just presume and assume. Clint Sterner, Dirty Red. What's up?
Hey, big Clint. Fellas.
Fellas, did you strap on your Hey Dudes this summer, drive to the Guff, buy a t-shirt and some overpriced seafood? Of course you did. But how's the surf since you got back home? Hell, Chief. Are there double red flags in your bedroom? Are you struggling to comb your old lady's beaches? The forecast looks good at low tide, except for the fact you've got low testosterone. That's a problem, Panama Jack. TRT can get her back to craving your coconut shrimp, and she might even let you sample her halibut. Harbaugh.
Wow. Wow.
If you put him and Roger together, if they collaborated.
Oh, no.
If you guys did a duet, if you collaborated, like Bernie Taupin and Elton John, you know?
Did he say the coconut shrimp and halibut?
Oh, top notch.
That's pretty darn good writing. Joe, good morning. What you got?
I couldn't care less if this graffiti is
struggling. Joe, hey, we hadn't heard from him in a long time.
That's a good one.
Way to go, Joe.
Rest in peace.
Ray Charles again. Ray calling back. Ray, good morning.
Boy.
Beth, sing it with me, boys. G-S-H-O-G-S, Arkansas Razorbacks. Tell me what I say.
Tell me what I say.
Who knew the late Ray Charles would inspire such excitement amongst the Razorback fan base?
Who knew?
661-1037. Do you want to thank Chris Walker at Fence Brokers? Yeah, Roger, driving by, they're looking at all the fences there.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, I know the place.
There's so many businesses right there on 30.
So many businesses. I pass it every day.
Yeah. All right, that was a good job there.
Great job.
Well, yes, that was fast and
very
furious.
Went right. You know what shocked me there?
What's that?
In the midst of all this pessimism, there was, you know what, hope. Andy Dufresne had hope right there.
Yeah, yes. Well, we were in hope on Friday.
There you go. I still believe. I still believe.
We're there for the festival.
Roger, still believe.
Jessica says, Jessica's listening. She goes, you have tons of stuff from your childhood. Multiple superheroes, toys, knickknacks. They're all in your garage. No, those are not actually from my childhood. I think those are just over the years.
Adulthood?
Yeah, I think I've collected like a giant Spider-Man that's come my way.
So let me ask you, you do nostalgia purchases?
I'll tell you, if I saw a cool old G.I. Joe, I would buy it. Do you still have anything from your childhood?
2 or 3 years ago, I bought a Spock. A statue of Spock.
Oh, very cool.
Like a 6-inch tall statue of Spock, and he's giving you the Vulcan, long and prosper.
Was it a model?
Yeah, yes. It's a ceramic statue.
Okay, did you guys ever do, Roger, did you guys do models back in the day? Models were really big in the 70s.
Model car, model planes.
What about warfare? Like, I used to do a lot of war stuff. Planes, tanks. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Did you guys do that?
Sure. We did some planes, but they took a beating, man. Because then, I didn't understand at the time the concept
decals,
making it and then admiring it. You made it to be
functional.
And
then you played with it.
And then you played with it. And that's where, plane crash.
Well, I remember, too, I got so serious, Roger, I had paint. And I would paint my figurines. Oh, yeah. We had Germans.
Wow.
We had Germans with their specialized grenades.
The big long grenades.
Yeah.
Mashed potato.
And so, and I even had some, I think I had Frankenstein. Remember the Frankenstein model? That was like this? You could paint that one too?
Jerry Seinfeld has a great piece of Frankenstein. He thinks the sport coat really set it off.
He did.
He's the only villain with a sport coat on.
I have not heard that.
Think about that. The turtleneck and sport coat is a Frankenstein look.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Every time I see a guy with a turtleneck and a sport coat on, I think Frankenstein.
I do regret not keeping more of my stuff. I think I had the lunch boxes too. I still have some of my arrowheads that I found as a youth down on the canals of Panama City.
My father kept a lot of my sports equipment. Baseball gloves.
Oh, see, I wish I'd have kept that.
You know.
I wish I'd have kept that. You still have all your stuff, all the sports stuff.
I've got a letter jacket.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, I tell you, I think I've told Roger this story. One of my favorite things is my cleats that I wore against Bo Jackson in the Liberty Bowl, which I was the TV player of the game. And climate control place. And so it's over there off at 630. So I've had them sitting in the back of that thing for probably 20 years. So I go and I'm moving them out of there and I go to pick them up. Guess what happens?
Fall apart.
They disintegrate. Yep. They just simply disintegrate. And that is true. No! They're gone. I just have
the memory.
I just have the video. That's what I was going to say. All right, do not go away. It is 8:45 with Bill Vickery. One more segment.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here, and I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market Rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater Holds and Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
You know your age, your weight, your income, and probably even the mileage on your car, but what's your testosterone levels right now? And is it normal for your age? Look, if you don't know the answer to that, Low T Center can help you. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, it's free. Stop in today. Take a quick, painless, free testosterone test and find out if Low T Center can help invigorate your life as it has for thousands of men right here in Arkansas. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free test today. That is fixmylowt.com.
Down with truck trouble. Lost time means lost money. Trust the experts at Bowers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, their experienced technicians handle heavy-duty repairs, maintenance, diagnostics, DOT inspections, and more. They'll do the job right the first time so you can get back on the road fast. Family-owned, customer-focused, and built on over 30 years of trusted service. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Bowers Truck Parts and Service, keeping your trucks rolling.
My son has been practicing every day to learn to ride his bike. But when I see drivers speeding through our neighborhood or distracted on their phones, it makes me so nervous. Will you help me keep him safe?
Crashes that injure or kill bicyclists and pedestrians are on the rise. When you're driving, do your part to protect vulnerable road users. Drive aware, save lives. A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Sarris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Fourth and 18, the ball at the 22, and a block punt, and the Hogs are going to score. Touchdown, Arkansas! Crowder blocked the punt, and so...
Anything you can do, I can do better. What a
great time. Wow, that was a Kentucky... Crowder blocks a punt against in 2003. Well, again, I love the fact we're getting pulse calls.
Yeah,
thanks to Trip Keeter found those and found one today that he said, "Holy smokes!" On it was the block of. I'm sorry, Roger. This is you.
Okay.
For a Razorback football game, I've got
but my hog hat knows if we can't pull this one out, I'm not the one to blame. There will be a redneck filled crowd. They'll ring that cowbell real loud. Come someday, it'll happen again. Come someday, we'll get that conference win. It's been two long damn years and I'm tired of the tears. But I'll woo pig suey till I die.
Oh, man.
2 years.
You know, 2 years. We could negotiate something with the Sunday Digest Bill Vickery show, variety show on Sunday.
Right. In what way?
To where you maybe could play, hey, this is Roger's song from this past week. Tomorrow is his debut.
It?
Yeah.
You would do that.
For the previous week. Just say, this is last week's.
Yes. You're again.
Because you're talking about
the master marketeer, David Bass.
Are you talking about marketing?
We talked about songs. When you were down in Tampa,
cross promoting.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine.
Even though that's very controversial and you couldn't play in women's sports. I'm confused on what cross promoting means.
Yes.
So, we'll take last week's song.
Yeah. Which you're talking about the game,
Then I'll put, Then that'll be, we'll intro that and then go, I'm told that this tomorrow.
Yes.
That's tomorrow's it. Song.
On Monday.
Feature.
Tomorrow's song's going to feature this.
Okay. All right.
And then we'll
get
in. Because that way we can minimize the talk about the game.
There's been more than once that I've come in. Usually I do them after church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You'd still be in here.
Oh, yes.
You know, I'd see you quite often.
Yeah, well, just a little. And then that way. Because these songs are so great.
Well, they're gold. But that's
they're
just, I don't
so
have
great.
To say it. You're very kind.
They are.
You're very
You're listening
they're
to
gold,
the voice
buddy.
Of Bill Vickery, brought to you by Smart Buick GMC and Whitehall. Yes. Found out today one of the oldest dealerships in America.
Yeah.
How about that with the Smart family going back to 1906? Someone says
think about that. 1906.
That's crazy. Who knew?
Wow.
Someone says, hey, Baz, do you still have your werewolf mask, which I got in Disney World back in 1978.
Yeah. It was
75. It was actually the year Disney opened. We were down there. How
crazy
was that? Yeah. I know. Finally, the hair, it was so realistic. It was Lon Chaney. It was the real.
Right.
So off his face, the hair after all the years started coming off.
It wasn't the big bushy. It was the closer in hair. Lon Chaney.
It was not Lon Chaney. It's Lon Chaney Jr.
Yes. Oh. Everybody knows it's Lon Chaney Jr. Robert Griffin III Jr.
Right. Someone says, Roger, the most talented man in radio. Keep the songs coming.
Please
don't say
brilliant.
That. Bradley, just let management know.
Bradley and Conway says, Bill is still trying to do models. Let's see here. There was another one, too. Where is it at here? Talking about lunchboxes. Mm-hmm. And someone said John Daly did say, we must have asked him about it the other day. He did say he did have a Pele.
That is awesome.
I know. How about that? Isn't that crazy?
Pele.
You know what? That was not the one I was shooting for as a kid. It wasn't Pele. Because I wasn't a lot
He was
to
evolved.
It.
He played for the New York Cosmos. You remember that in the old American?
I sort of wonder.
And that was like, Pele was 73 years old when he played for the New York Cosmos.
What's the term? These things were not just flat surfaces. Were they embossed? Is that what it would be? What was it that you could touch the...
it was raised. It
was raised. Yes, it was raised. And I remember one with Bonanza and Joe Cartwright. I think he had on the green jacket.
Oh, yeah.
This is here out of Chicago Bears lunchbox. He says, too, nowadays you can't trade anything from your lunchbox to with your friends because you might give them something they're allergic to. It's against the rules. I still have my Beanie and Cecil lunchbox from the first grade circa 1963. That's Tap in North Little Rock. Beanie and Cecil. I don't know that
I remember Beanie and Cecil.
I don't know that one.
Beanie, I thought they were the running backs for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Cecil was a sea monster, I think. Somebody help me out.
Oh, you're talking about I know what you're talking about.
Seals and Croft is a musical group.
No,
that's the new Seals and Croft.
Right,
had the big
Summer
mustache.
Breeze.
Summer Breeze.
What am I thinking of? Croft and
Marty Croft and. I know what you're saying. The whole show.
It's Croft. Sid?
Yeah.
It's either Sid or it's Croft.
Sid Croft.
That's it. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That had the squid monster in it.
Yes.
What was the name of it?
I don't know.
Sigmund? No.
Sigmund. Was it not Sigmund?
Was it Freud?
No.
Well, who's Beanie and Cecil?
I don't know. Someone, Cepeto, said you guys have been saying security patrol, safety patrol. Did you do safety patrol?
No, again, no? I think that was...
You didn't do that. For you. No. We just did it, right? You didn't do
no,
it.
No, okay. No snitches in my family.
661-103.
Listen, we stopped box trucks, man.
Right.
I stopped a box truck.
I can see Roger Scott in the fourth grade.
Oh, yeah.
The flag. Probably, yeah, the flag had to be bigger than you.
Oh, it was huge. Okay, huge dowel. Yes.
It's not Hanna-Barbera. That's not because it's the other
no.
one.
No. What is like Seals and
661-1037.
Marty Croft was one Marty of the guys, Croft. But it's Croft and something.
Each other went to Seals and
it's not Seals. Summer Breeze. Yeah.
what was your other episode? Summer Breeze. It was two of them. I love Seals and Croft.
They had a couple.
And wasn't Seals and Meet Me in Montana? Wasn't he in that?
It might have been. I just remember the album cover where they're wearing 3-piece suits. And they both have these big, thick Civil War reenactor mustaches and longer hair. Hey,
listen, I'm going to check. Ah, got it. Sid and Marty Croft. Yes, so we were close.
That's it.
Sid. I mean, it's
Marty
close Croft. To
right.
it. Wow.
You knew, yes.
Yeah, and so, Roger, they did the banana splits.
Uh-huh. Mm, yeah.
They did H.R. Puffin stuff.
H.R. Oh. Puffin stuff. That's
right. Here it is. Sigmund and the Sea Monsters.
Yeah.
When our country was great, that's what the kids were watching on Saturday.
Yeah, that's Sid where the Marty. Guy gets, where the kid gets marooned on the island and all the
And remember the song, Roger? I came across this song, and it's a lengthy, lengthy song intro.
Yes.
I mean, it went on. I watched it, the whole thing. I watched it the other day. I thought, did we really watch this thing at the beginning to see that? You're blank on that, right, Roger?
I'm trying to remember the song.
It was very long. Matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can find that.
You watch any of those Sid and Marty Croft shows, and you know the power of marijuana.
There it is. See it right there?
But that's not Beanie and Cecil.
I don't know what that is.
I still say Beanie and one was a sea monster.
Rip Taylor was that.
Yes, the great Rip Taylor.
What'd you say?
Rip Taylor, yes.
I'm going to try to find, what'd you say, Christian?
The Beanie and Cecil was a sea monster, yes.
Okay,
Cecil
it was.
A sea monster.
Yeah. Okay.
But not in
it
these.
It was a cartoon, kind of like Merry Melodies or Looney Tunes.
For some reason, I was thinking, and Puff the Magic Dragon always reminded me of Beanie and Cecil.
Bill, now you have to go do a real job. You have to leave all the fun and play of Morning Mayhem.
You guys have never worked today.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Great stuff, Bill Vickery, as always.
Is there a way for Roger to collect all of his songs?
Yes.
Would you like a
few of them?
If you would send them to me, sure. I would, yes.
Maybe a list of his greatest, top 10 greatest, top 15 greatest.
Top right. Rolling Stone could put together.
I've been encouraging you to do this for 20 years.
That would be a nice segment for AY, not AI.
You know what? It would be.
Seals and Marty Croft. All right. The one and only Bill Vickery, everybody.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, do not go away. We'll try calling Pat. We'll see if he's there or not. We'll see. 9 o'clock.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win-win-win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000